This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department arrested 26-year-old Eddie Cook on Broadway yesterday after he was identified as the suspect who allegedly robbed a gas station on Broadway last Thursday morning and then tried to rob the place again on Friday morning. That's when employees decided enough was enough and chased Cook off, but he left behind information as to his identity, and he was booked into jail on a robbery charge, resisting arrest, and possession of a deadly weapon. Illegal butane hash labs are scourging communities up and down the region, and yesterday in Willits, another one blew up. The Mendocino County Drug Task Force responded to the scene at a 30,000-square-foot warehouse and noticed the large hole in the roof where a suspected butane canister had been launched following an explosion. The task force found a butane hash lab along with an illegal marijuana grow located in several greenhouses on the property. No arrests have been made. The investigation is ongoing. State Senator Mike McGuire is fighting to maintain state funding for rural school districts that get money from the Necessary Small Schools Funding Program. $2 million is split between six rural school districts, including the Ferndale School District, which could lose up to $400,000 in subsidies if the legislature changes the manner in which schools are funded. McGuire will hold hearings in Sacramento in the coming weeks. Also in Sacramento, numerous bills passed in this final week of the legislative session have reached Governor Brown's desk. Among them is Assembly Bill 19 that would make the first year of community college education free for full-time students. It's unclear how the measure would be funded if signed into law and would allow some 19,000 additional students to take advantage of state subsidies for education. Another bill on the governor's desk is Assembly Bill 149 that would require any presidential candidate who wants their name to appear on the California ballot to release their tax returns. The measure was introduced after President Trump ignored precedent and refused to release his tax returns during the 2016 election. Judge Dale Reinholdson has ruled that Sean Hoff Jr., a man arrested and charged with attempted murder after he allegedly fired shots at a state fish and wildlife warden, will stand trial for attempted murder, assault with a firearm on a peace officer, and the use of threat or violence against a police officer, along with firearms and hunting violations. Hoff was identified as the man who allegedly fired rounds at warden Matthew Wells, who saw Hoff and a second man, Thomas Wheeler, using a spotlight to poach deer. Hoff will be back in court on September 28th. Lightning strikes across the region have sparked new fires, including a small fire on North Bank Road and a fire in the Arcata Community Forest that were extinguished by CAL FIRE helicopters yesterday afternoon. In southern Trinity County, lightning ignited the Buck Fire, which has grown to more than 500 acres as it burns in the Yolo Bolli Wilderness in steep and rugged terrain. Air quality in the immediate fire areas will be unhealthy for sensitive groups, but clear everywhere else. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.